Why does that matter? Because on the 3rd of November, this document, as Chief said, was promulgated by email from Susan Blevins, the city of Hillshire Village, to the Village Fire Department, right? And Chief read it, understandably, and heard what we had to say about it. The next day, Chief sent a 6-page, single-spaced response to the mayors of the 6 villages, to which my understanding is only Mayor Covalon of Piney Point responded, and responded in a very affirming way to the Chief. Otherwise, there were crickets from the 4th of November when Chief reached out and responded to this document, until the 10th of November, when, hearing crickets, Chief retained counsel, Beth Redden, who sent a letter to the various villages, specific 9, which says a few things. First of all, I would note it does not threaten any litigation, and in fact says, cites this concerns these personnel issues that were disseminated by the city of Fisher Village. And then it says in the penultimate paragraph regarding the motivations for the sending of this document, that there appear to be ulterior motives and not the charitable riot. Reaching the same conclusion myself, I requested of the city of Fisher Village through a Public Information Act to request on the 10th of November a copy of any email communications that went back and forth between Ms. Bainbridge and these other folks, and have yet to receive a response. That same day, Pepper Village held a city council meeting, Exhibit 10, where I hand-delivered a copy of the personnel issues document to their city secretary, and commented a little bit in public comment. The city of Pepper Village then appointed Mayor Tom Jinks to be their alternate commissioner to this commission, and held a closed session to discuss matters related to the Village Fire Department, which I am told went on for just under an hour. The next day, the Village Fire Commission, then under the chairmanship of my friend Ron Presley, posted an agenda and said, hey guys, I guess we need to talk about this. This document's out there. And on the 11th of November, posted an agenda for a special meeting, a discussion of current issue statements about Chief Foster. That meeting would be held, was to be held 5 days or 6 days later. Before that meeting could be held, the city of Hillshire Village held a city council meeting where certain of us spoke and again showed copies of the personnel issues letter to that body and asked if they were aware of it, seeing how it originated in their city. Many of them said they were not. Later on in that meeting, the city of Hillshire Village attempted to recess into a closed session to deliberate the duties and evaluate my friend Rob Presswood, then chairman of the commission, to determine if he was doing his job right. So Presswood forced them under state statute to hold that meeting in public. The video of it is rather compelling. I suggest you all watch it if you have the time. But nonetheless, he was summarily dismissed as fire commissioner, and Mayor Bob Buesinger appointed himself to this body in Ron's stead, a unanimous vote of the Hillshire Village Commission. Exhibit 13 is not terribly interesting, but it does show the conversations between the city of Hillshire Village and their legal counsel have been going on for months.
Are you almost finished?
I'm almost done.
3-minute limit.
I'm almost done.
We waive the 3-minute limit all the time.
Yeah, I'd like to hear him finish.
Exhibit 14. On November 16th, approximately 40 hours after being appointed to the fire commission, Mayor Buesinger, in his first act as chairman, and of his sole motion, canceled the meeting that was scheduled for the next day for this body to contemplate the document that has caused all this controversy. We're almost done. November 22nd, I received a letter from Johnson & Petroff LLP, counsel for the city of Pepper Village, regarding my request for the electronic records surrounding this document. The city of Pepper Village attempts here to stand behind pending litigation or settlement negotiations and has requested Attorney General Paxson give them relief from actually releasing those documents to me. Of course, we already have them, we already know what they say. That's not going to be up there. Exhibit 16 is tonight's agenda, which was posted on Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. It was stripped of all operational content, which is normal business of this body, to discuss how we put fires out, how ambulances get to people, and all manner of things. Didn't want to talk about any of that. Instead, a sole item, an executive session, behind closed door session, to deliberate the employment, evaluation, reassignment, discipline, or dismissal of the fire chief. Chief, by his actions today, is my understanding, has compelled this body to have those discussions in the open, and I applaud him for doing that. It's an extraordinarily brave move to have that done here in public in front of all these people. Then the final item is just another letter from Petrov reiterating why I'm not going to get my documents. Having said all that, where are we? Okay? In a few moments, you guys are going to consider the chief's dismissal. Now it will be done publicly, thank the Lord. This is an absolute circus environment that the city of Hillshire Village and the city of Hedwig Village have created by crafting and submitting this document to the chief. So, our operators, who are now in a meeting, listening to their leader be indicted, are in an impossible position. Do they come in and support their chief and fear retribution, and perhaps his body if he's fired? Or do they stand idly by and watch this happen to their leader? This is a false and impossible choice that they've been presented with. As such, this is an untenable position for the Village Fire Department leadership, and it needs to end tonight. Either this body needs to produce a smoking gun which, beyond any reasonable doubt, makes a clear for-cause dismissal of the chief an easy decision, or it needs to empower a subcommittee to negotiate and execute a contract with Chief David Foster so that this political nonsense can end once and for all, and we can get back to our firefighters fighting fires and driving ambulances. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir. I hate to follow that. I'm not that ordinary. I'm just a poor number of country boy from South Louisiana. But after hearing that, I'm changing everything I wanted to say to this body. This is a witch hunt. Whoever started this and instigated this is a moron. I hate to call people names.
Would you identify yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Steve Bass. I live in Spring Valley Village. I happen to be on the city council there, but I am not representing the city council. I am representing my family. This is crazy. This is insane. And if the people that are driving this bus think that firing the chief is just going to go away when it's over, you are delusional. The letter that was released, and whoever released that letter with what the intent was, that's astounding. I've given that letter to two of the most prominent labor employment attorneys in the city, actually in the state, and they just laughed. Actually laughed that that letter got out of the city hall and made its way to the chief. So what you've done is you've jeopardized every village. You've jeopardized the finances of our cities. If the chief were to litigate this, and trust me, from the people I've talked to, he stands a really good chance of it. A really good chance. If you think that your city budgets are going to be maintained the way they are now, you're sadly mistaken, because that money's got to come from somewhere. I doubt an insurance company is going to come up and pay that because of the dereliction of duty of this board and the cities that put this board together. I am completely floored and flabbergasted that an organization like this could actually think something like this could be rammed down the throats of the citizens of the villages. Absolutely. I hope someday I get to talk to each and every one of you individually. See what precipitated, what really precipitated this. I know that this group is voting the wishes of someone. I just want to know who and why. We can stand up here and talk about the chief's accomplishments until we're all blue in the face. But as my dad used to say, we already beat the hair off that horse. It's dead. We need to move on. But this is the only body that can move on. If you continue this witch hunt, and that's what it is a witch hunt, puts us all in jeopardy. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Sherman, 930 Sherrill's Lane, Edgewood Village. It's very nice to see all of you, because I can attest to the fact that I've never seen you here before. Peggy and I have been working on a stalwart of the village's speed. So listen to all of this crap that's been going on. Chief Foster has been doing what he can do based on the rules that these people set. If the budget doesn't work, it's because they don't give him enough money. He has to go back every time and ask for something if they need it. If we are running that tight of a ship, what about when you and I need an ambulance? And I don't know about you, but it happens in my neighborhood. Do you want to be the guy who doesn't get taken care of? I have listened consistently to why he does everything he does. There's not a finer man around here. And I can tell you, I've gone to city council meetings, planning and zoning meetings, I serve on Parks and Beautification, I go to the water company, and I come to the fire department. And of all those meetings, the ones that seem to get something better are the fire departments and the water department. And no reflection, Mayor James, but we're just not getting anything done. I cannot believe, when I saw this on the agenda, that people would actually consider doing this thing. For all the hours he puts in, and all of the support he has from his department, I cannot believe that it took all of this to get all of you here. And I would say, come to the meetings, understand what's going on, and quit beating up on this man who's trying to save your lives.
Thank you.
Eric Aller, former fire commissioner. I'm not going to address what everyone has already said, because I already said it very well. What I will address is two things. One, tonight's agenda is irresponsible. You have a operation to oversee government, and tonight's agenda kicks the operational governance of this fire department down the road. You're ignoring it. You're letting it run for 60 days without any governance. The people who actually are supposed to govern, number one. Number two, about the chief. Everyone has said it very well. What I want to talk about is the actual man that sits in the chair of the fire chief. The fire chief is a position in this department. He reports to the board of commissioners. The commissioners are then reported by the city. The man who sits in that chair is there no finer man than David Foster. I've been here. I've lived in this area for over 10 years. I've come back tonight to tell you that if he is not here operating the fire department, it puts in jeopardy the lives of every citizen of every village that lives here. And the people who visit this city, which ebbs and flows by 50,000 people, plus or minus every day. But most importantly, all of the Spring Branch ISD schools that sit inside the village fire department's district, the private schools that sit inside the village department's district, from DK to Memorial High School to CrossFit Elementary, I can go on. The village fire department serves everyone. If there is a medical emergency, a fire emergency, they are the first to respond. As the former commissioner of Pepe, I bore the hell out of everyone at every city council meeting talking about numbers because they're important. This fire department is ISO Class 1 certified, which only 47 departments in the entire state of Texas are in that certification level, because the leadership of this man and the people who are dedicated to this facility, this department, and to the citizens of all of our cities. A shift, B shift, C shift come here every day, 12 hours plus away from their family, and put their lives on the line for all of them. And they do that through his leadership, because he empowers them, they know that he stands behind them. And every time that he sits in front of the commission body, who everyone thinks they are all of a sudden ordained as a firefighter expert, that's fun for him. But the engineers, every meeting, the engineers, Ms. Herman has been here when I was here, few people from Shilton, she knows. He educates every time. He educates all the commission members every time about why we do things. And he asks and he educates. He doesn't make the decision because the commission is the governing body that makes the decision. Most importantly, they save lives. Chief Foster himself was out during Hurricane Harvey. During the ice storm, they serviced over 200 people in this village in multiple different ways. He puts the safety and welfare of every citizen of every village first and foremost, and then his crew. You will never meet a finer fire chief. I've never, as a former firefighter myself, I've never met a finer fire chief. He's honest, his integrity is beyond the poor, and the notion that I've heard people about taking money, that's complete bullshit. This commission approved a bonus for him because he saved the fire department over $100,000. It's a bunch of crap. I implore you all to cease this witch hunt that has been named, rightfully so. Get back to the business of running the fire department, empowering the executive fire officer so that he can make the right decisions to keep the village, citizens of the village, visitors of the village, the children of the Spring Branch ISD schools and all the schools around here safe, healthy, and go on. This is insane. I cannot believe that this is even a thing today. But it's nice to see the attendance, because I think the most we ever have is 3 or 4 people here. I implore you to cease and desist this immediately. Get back to the business of running the fire department, because everyone here who is on commission and who this department serves is blessed to be in such an incredible position with the tax base that they have to get the services they offer. I know in Hedwig Village that advanced life support was responded to under 5 minutes. In Bunker Hill, under 6 minutes. Everybody is well under the national average. And if you go open records and see all the cities, and you'll see every month where the commissioner reports advanced life support, basic life support, fire suppression support is well under the national average. And that's through the incredible people that you see in the audience that work here tonight. And they're thank you for the time. Chief, thank you for all of your years of service and your continued service in making all of the villages a safe place and saving lives, because you all want to save them.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Dwayne McCormick. I live at 8713 Serial in Spring Valley Village. I also happen to serve on the city council as well. I want to start by saying I'm probably not as eloquent as some of the people that have spoken here, and I don't have things to rely on, but my first thing I want to say thank you to the members of the Memorial Village Fire Department. I want to say thank you to the chief for the excellent service we've all received in the villages, regardless of what goes on here. And I'm going to begin what I'm going to say about a personal story, because you talked about national averages and response time. We just heard about that. We had a very personal incident at my house, and we're not going to bore you with our family. My husband's sitting right here, so I have to speak for both of us, where we had fire department responded about 4 minutes and 23 seconds to a very serious situation, get my husband transported to the hospital, and he's in a much better position for the group of people standing right over there, and it's the leadership that they see from Chief Foster. And we've heard that from those officers when we came up here to thank them in person on several occasions. I also want to thank you all for helping keep my insurance rates down. If some of you all haven't considered what will happen if this fire department loses the status we're at, go back and look at your insurance rates as a top-tier facility. I mean, a top-tier department. So thank you to all of you for keeping our insurance rates down, because I believe every time I go and pay my home insurance, I want to be thankful for that. I want to thank this commission for your service. As a public official myself, it's not always a fun job. And you may or may not have all heard about some recent events we had in the city of Spring Valley Village involving personnel issues. Thank you for taking this up in the public, on public record, so all these people here can hear what is going on. You use the word implore 3 times, I'm sorry, it's my word. I implore this body to consider the actions of what you're considering tonight. There are financial ramifications and service level consequences that could be made if actions are taken by this body without consideration of what those things are. Sometimes we give Commissioner Carpenter quite a hard time at City Council, because he bores us to death in council meetings going over every single number. His update is intense,
thorough. And sitting on city council, I thought I had a pretty good idea of what was going on around here until about, I don't know, a week ago. And I just implore you to think about the financial ramifications if something were to happen with litigation and an employee negotiation. And we have just really been through that, and I can tell you as a public official, it's not fun. Finally, I'm going to ask you, are your residents of your individual cities, of those villages, aware of what's going on tonight? It seems like some people have been made aware, and I'm thankful for that. But as someone that signs up for the job of representing citizens within my own city, I make it a point to make sure I have a pulse on what's important to them and how they feel about things. And I only got talked into doing this out of loyalty to my city, and I hope that you guys are here and listening to the wants and desires of your residents, and that they have an idea of what's going on tonight. Because I can tell you, if you take any action and then have to go back to them and say, I did this, I hope you can stand on what you did. Thank you again for having this discussion open record. If there needs to be a discussion on what the role of the commission is, about what the needs, passion, cares, and what this commission's are, budget, whatever, I say let's focus on that and not all this drama that's going on right now. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Enjoy.
Anyone ready to declare the CR bid?
Thank you.
I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this. My name is Kristen Foster. I am a 40-year first grade teacher and a public servant. My husband is a public servant for more than 40 years. Thank you for coming and standing in front of him, behind him, and to the side of him. I thank you for the bottom of my heart. I cannot talk to any of the details, but I will say this to my husband. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Never in my life did I ever think that we would be in a David and Goliath situation. And I implore you to listen to the people that are here. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There's no further comments. We'll move to the next agenda item. We have the. Sorry.
I'm not sure I followed that. Xandra Anderson, I live in Bush Village. I have practiced law for 40 years. I have done a lot of cases, but I do not do them now. But I became aware of this situation, not from my city, but from a resident. And so I decided I was going to look into it. I went to the city council meeting 2 weeks ago yesterday, and what I noted was a pattern. There was a pattern of support for Chief Foster. There was not one person in the public comments that initially started the meeting that said anything negative about our chief. Robert Byrne, one of the commissioners, a former commissioner, spoke highly of the chief. Ron Presley supports the chief and spoke similarly. John Cooper, who is our neighbor and an alternate, spoke highly of the chief. The city council sat silent, but then they went into a deliberation and they terminated Ron Presswood because, in all likelihood, he supported the chief. It seems like when you follow things, I got interested in what the agreement was that really governs cities. And in the interlocal cooperation agreements, the title rating's not funded. But one thing it does say, it says that a commissioner, such as Ron Crestwood, could be changed at will by formal resolution of the city or by ordinance. That's very different and distinguishable from terminating your chief. And I want to make another very good point. The at will provision means how a commissioner can be replaced. It does not mean that the city council dictates to commissioners and they serve at the will of the council. That's very different. Each of the commissioners has been selected to sit on this commission to oversee the fire department. You have our thinking individuals. You are the people who have the knowledge and responsibility. You have a vote and a voice, which is, according to this agreement, you are not a puppet. It is not that you are not dictated to by the city council. Otherwise, what would be the purpose of a commissioner in the first place? They would be meaningless. It is also important to note that the commission, that the fire chief serves his employment at the pleasure of the board of commissioners, archaic language. But it means that the commissioners who are in a better position to determine the chief's ability to function and carry out his duties are the ones who make the decision, not dictated to by city council. I think it was unusual that in stealth fashion, Hillshire Village, right before the holidays and right after the holidays, had these meetings about the chief with really no notice to the citizens, or are we really aware of the facts of what their grievances are, perhaps tonight. The government, it's very important. It is a patchwork of checks and balances. In other words, the city council functions in their capacity. The fire commission functions in its capacity. They are different. And that's the way a government is supposed to be. The commission has greater knowledge. And there was not one person, again, who said anything negative about the chief. And it is my understanding, and also from the show of this audience, that the chief is highly supported by his staff. I think that as a lawyer, I want to still believe that there is justice. And that's really why I'm here. And the temerity to execute that justice. I will tell you that as council people and as commissioners and government employees, elected officials, there is this belief that there is some sort of immunity. There is qualified immunity, but it is not absolute. Particularly when there have been allegations of wrongdoing with large sums of money. I personally, like our fire department, I have been very well served all the years I've lived in Christian Village, which has been 35. And 36, actually. They are always jumping on the spot. I was proud to have met Chief Foster a couple of weeks ago. I don't know him personally, but his reputation from the people who do is stuck. So I would ask you to please consider in your deliberations what the people who actually know the Chief and have worked with the Chief think about the chief as well as the citizens. I want to thank the fire department for your excellent service. I want to thank Chief Foster for his service to my city and also to my country in his service as an American. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Peggy Hemus. I live in Heavy Village. And the word that always comes to mind when I...
Engine 1, respond to fire alarm residence at 11518 Shadoway Street. 11518 Shadoway Street. Time of 1845.
When I think of the chief in one word, I'm not going to say this word, but very few people in my life. He is very authentic. You trust him, you know he's doing the right thing. They've been some problems, everybody, some of the commissioners are upset.
Engine 1 en route to 11518 Shadoway Street near Piney Point Road, City Piney Point, Semi Zone 39 East Smoke Detector. Be advised this is going to be a flagpole lot, 1846.
Examples of why that should occur, in your opinion? Well, I made the motion, and the employee that we're discussing tonight has counsel, and we're having this in public. So I don't know that it's wise to discuss the reason. I'm calling for it. I'm making a motion. I have a second, and eventually we're going to vote.
Of course it's wise to discuss. That's ridiculous.
Well, just for clarity's sake, for the public that's here, this is the first commission meeting we've had since October. And in that October meeting, there were two individuals here that weren't here at that meeting, nor were they commissioners. And this body has never discussed the termination of Chief Foster. This all happened between the last commission meeting and this commission meeting. And individuals who, I think I heard someone in the public comments say, which I thought was great, was those who know the chief best, those who know the fire department best, are probably in a pretty good position to understand if the chief is or is not doing his job. I did hear someone ask if there's a smoking gun, you need to bring that out and put it on the table, because we don't know what that is. We don't know why these new commissioners or the new chair has decided to hijack our monthly meeting, which was tonight, and reduce it to the single executive session item.
We can talk about Chief Foster.
We do not know what it is you're talking about, so please tell us what it is you're talking about.
Yeah, just specifically, why do we want to terminate Chief Foster? I really
not
don't.
Not we. Why, are
you, why you, the three cities. Mm-hmm. I would just like to know, just getting some information. And, I mean, the executive session is now in the open, so I think we are okay to discuss the matters.
Sure.
I'm asking counsel.
That's right. As stated, we're following the process. Our employee, the chief, has hired litigation, or I mean hired counsel, and threatened litigation. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know how we go forward working with the chief, so... We'll it's time for a change.
So we have a threat of litigation? Or he's hired counsel.
He's hired counsel.
Has there been any
and they sent a note
saying that they were gonna sue us?
Threatening litigation.
They sent it to the fire commission?
No, they didn't.
They sent it to me.
Oh.
Oh, the Hillshire Village.
Commission though, the head of the commission.
You personally?
Yes.
Why didn't we get a copy of that? As commissioners.
I can give you a copy.
Well, we should have had a copy before. That's the process that we follow.
There's an interesting clarification. My name is Michael.
He's not Foster's counsel.
I'll be glad to clarify.
This is a closed session. He can't speak.
It's not a closed session.
It's up to the chairman directs the conversation here. All of the commissioners obviously have a right to speak if he chooses to take any comments from the public or anything like that. It's certainly allowed. But the commissioners are the only ones with this specific right to speak.
So I would not allow people for the public.
We'd be interested in here.
Yeah, I certainly.
Of course, you don't want anybody to speak.
My gosh, what a mansion.
We have not threatened litigation against the commission at all.
Have we seen anything from any attorney to the village fire department regarding litigation?
There, other than the notice, the chief's hired counsel,
there hasn't
been anything specifically threatening.
Right. So he's hired counsel because this came out, and he's trying to protect himself. So, but he hasn't threatened any litigation.
As far as what I've seen. Now.
Okay. Thank you.
Then why do you think he has threatened? I'm sorry. I shouldn't even be here. This kind of crap drives me insane.
We don't recognize.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So why? Again, a commission that has talked about this for years, and I'm new to this 3-4 months. It is obvious to me from just being here, because Alan brought me in, we have been choking this department. They are not funded well. They are not funded for emergencies. And that was your commissioner was having that conversation. And that's about as far as we went. This came out. And then all of a sudden, this is all happening. This is not the way that a public board or organization is supposed to work. And it's shameful
that a man that has served these cities, these villages, I guarantee you that if your residents knew what was going on, everyone that I've told has gotten really upset. This is a surprise and an embarrassment to me and to all of us that we're even having this without having, I think somebody said it the best, without having a discussion as administrators about what's going on. And those that are new to this count, this board, what information are we making decisions on? Because this is not accurate. From public record, from recordings, the chief challenged us to do that. So I went and listened, and I looked at, and I looked at minutes, and we talked about things. And Alan has sent us every minute for years. This is not accurate. None of it. So if we're making decisions based on this, that is a problem. But we don't, at least those of us that have voiced some concern.
What are you pointing at?
Exhibit 1, the email that came out Exhibit 2, sorry, the email that came out that accused the chief of certain things that he represented.
Never seen it.
Okay, fine. No problem. But then why are we...
I've never seen it.
So, but then why are we... But what are... We don't know if we're deliberating.
Yeah,
but
why do we want to terminate the chief? I think this
that
is
wasn't
a very
brought
clear
up any
question.
Any
honestly, I would like to, I'm a new commissioner.
I would think that if new commissioners to the board were interested in a new direction for the fire department, that I understand. If you're a new commissioner, right, and your city duly appointed you to come here and be a commissioner and
right.
represent your city's interest, and if your city's interests have changed, I get that. Let's have that discussion, right? If new commissioners are coming to the board and they're saying, hey, I'd like to have a new fire chief, well, my response would be, well, we have a fire chief. Well, maybe we need to talk to our fire chief about what we could entice him to do if we want to find another fire chief. But fabricating a document based on things that the chief did or did not do, or the vast majority of the things identified in there are things I participated in as a member of this board, as did several members that are sitting out here in the audience. We made those decisions, and those decisions were made 6-0 or 5-0 before Bunker Hill came back into the back onto the commission. But it was always unanimous what we were doing, right? If a new mayor, a new commissioner, or a new mayor want to do something different, the board can discuss that. But what it seems to me is happening is we're looking for a way to terminate the chief based on something that he's not even responsible for, and we think we're going to get away with that and go out and find a new fire chief. And if any city thinks that this is somehow going to save you money, it is not. We're going down a path where this is going to cost the cities money. So if you're doing this because you think you can squeeze the fire department again, do something to dial down your tax rate, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The fire department's budget is a small percentage of what it would really be if we needed to fund a fire department for 20,000 residents in 6 cities with a population that swells somewhere between 80 and 100,000 people Monday through Friday. The deal we get with the village fire department for the 6 participating cities is outstanding. The stuff that these men and women provide to the 6 villages is incredible for the amount of money that we pay. I went to Hillshire's council meeting. I talked to them. I tried to convince those 5 members of council, what you are getting for the fire department is a deal. Look what we charge you for the PD services. It dwarfs what you pay for the most important service. Sorry to anyone here from the PD. I apologize. I like the PD. But the fire department and the timeliness of their response, there is nothing more important that I do as a commissioner or as a council member for Spring Valley than what I'm doing right here, providing the funding for those gentlemen to do what they do. And to trump up all this, crap about Chief Foster, a man who I've known for 13 years. I do not have a personal relationship with that man. I've never had a beer with him. I've never been to dinner with him. I don't know where he lives. It's not a personal thing with me and the chief. It's a professional thing. He served these six villages for 13 years and worked with these gentlemen here. He's the one that made it possible for us to hire the types of firefighters and paramedics we have, because we're stealing them from other departments because they want to work here and they want to report and work for that man.
Well, I would like to...
You all, I'm sorry, you all are effing this up, and it pisses me off. And if you think we're going down this road, it's not going to happen.
Well,
I am not voting for this. I'm a solid no. So that's one no you've got.
Alan, that's very interesting. I came in, you know, as a new commissioner, alternate, next to my colleague here, Seth. And I came here bright-eyed, and I said, we have the most outstanding village fire department. Operationally, these great men and women who have served our city so well. This is going to be a great gig, you know, and I mean, who would not support this magnificent fire department under Chief Foster? Now, I'm going to be, you know, it took a little while to get used to the commission meetings. We did have some questions in regards to some budgeting and financial matters, which, you know, I simply picked up the phone or met with Chief Foster and, you know, and the mayor and I and Zeb, and we got a lot of those issues cleared up with just a phone call or meeting. And a lot of these issues were contingent on the commissioners themselves communicating to the respective cities. And then the next thing I can see is, wow, you know, this call to terminate the fire chief, which we are not in agreement of. We will not vote for that as well this evening. And I just can't believe that this, you know, magnificent fire department is put through the ringer like this, and I apologize to our, this great department and to his lovely wife. So I just wanted to, I wanted to give you a chance to let us know what are the reasons. Am I missing something? Is there something that that Zeb and I are unaware of? And I truly do. Please give us some examples of why you should be terminated. And since the meeting is open to the public, I think the public should know if there are specific examples. And that was my request. And I will say, in terms of litigation, I know Piney Point would not be in favor of funding any possible costs associated with litigating this matter, this personnel issue. And that is a directive from our mayor.
I'm here on the behalf of my city. Excuse me.
I'll get you one.
I'm here on the behalf of my city. Excuse me, that's a little bit better. And when my council speaks to me, I'm not a dictator. I listen to my council. So when they tell me something to do that's for the betterment of Hunter's Creek, that's what I'm doing. So I'm listening to my council, and they're mostly here tonight. I've seen a lot of them here tonight. So that's what my job is. That's what our jobs are. We're not dictators in here, and we don't tell people what we want personally. I represent the city of Hunter's Creek, and that's who I'm here representing tonight, and my council has instructed me what to do, and that's what I will do.
Just want to know why. Have to convince me why.
You've been here 12 years.
Why are
right?
We voting? Why are we voting? Why are we considering to vote to terminate the
show? Alan, I've listened to you for 2 years. You've been here 12 years. You can answer any of these questions.
There's no reason.
Like I told you, I'm here on behalf of my city, and that's what I'm doing.
Well,
and when somebody says no, it's your responsibility individually. That's BS. It's not my job responsibility on this. I represent the city. I'm here on their behalf.
And fair. But I think if we're going to have this.
I mean, we're all in a bad situation on that. I get it.
No.
It's very irritating.
But on the record, to any council that is choosing to do this,
Our meetings are open.
I'm going to speak.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak open meeting.
I know, but as alternates, I never got to speak as an alternate. Now everybody speaks as an alternate. We got to get some clarification on how this works.
Yeah, when have you been on the commission?
2 years.
The whole time you've been on the commission, alternates have been allowed to speak.
The last year before that, I guess Jay was the alternate who was not allowed to speak because I was told not to talk.
Yeah, that was Jay telling you not to talk, but I can tell you, I've been on commission 12 or 13 years now, and with the exception of the first 2 years I was on the commission, when the chair said alternates couldn't speak, we allowed alternates to speak.
I think that's great. Because two voices are better than one.
Council, are alternates allowed to speak?
So that's actually up to the direction of the chairman. It's the only people with an absolute right to participate in debate are the actual commissioners. Like I said, it's up to the direction of the chair. Sometimes commissioners and alternates have both been allowed to speak, and other times it's just been the commissioners.
So we're unclear. It depends on the chair, if the chair will allow.
The chair is the one who runs the meetings and controls the debate, discussion, all that sort of thing. So the commission is directed by Robert's Rules of Order, which does say that each member of the deliberative body has a right to speak. Beyond that, it is up to the chair's direction.
If we didn't let alternates speak, we never would hear from Henry. and we heard a lot from him.
Catch me, may I ask you?
Go ahead.
Okay. The only thing I have is we do not believe that it is right to vote on this motion without all of the information. I'll say that very clearly. This is on here. There was no discussion with Alan or other commissioners about letting the chief go. There were some discussions about how people were upset with him about certain things, quite frankly, out of his control. But you are asking us to vote as chair on something that we don't have all the information on. And either you put this on here knowing stuff that we don't know, or we just put it on here because some councils got upset and wanted to put it on here, which is not fair in any case. And I don't mean fair. I mean, I speak for days of fairness to the chief. But it's not right for your other villages that are a part of this commission with you, or councils. I don't know where they got the information because there's nothing public about this. According to Mayor Jinx, if his council is making a decision, he didn't see any of this. So what are we making the decision on? That's the only point that I'm going to make. Is that we haven't had a discussion. And those that are new to the commission, you might want to listen to what other people who have been here and see the budget and how it works and what's going on here and how leaders in this organization are literally duct taping this place together because they don't have funds to fix a leaky roof. And they don't have funds to service our residents. But they're making it happen. To listen to Chief Foster, and so that you guys know, to listen to Chief Foster talk about how I'm putting this person on this truck and this person this thing, and I'm putting this gear in here and all this stuff, and now we've got a third ambulance that can go help someone that fell. It's pretty impressive. So for those of you that are new, and I am only 4 months into coming to these meetings, you might want to listen to that before we make a decision. And I will leave it at that.
Thank you.
I'm an alternate. Is it okay?
Yes.
My name is Pat McClellan. I've been an alternate for about a year. And Rob and my neighbor Jay are good friends. Jay was on the commission before. When I started, I was really green. I mean, I didn't know how many fire trucks were here. I didn't know how many ambulances were here. I didn't know anybody except for Jay on the board. And so I thought, I better get up to speed. And so I called Chief Foster to see if I could have a meeting with him. And I did. And he took time out of his day, maybe even a couple of hours, to really try to explain things to me. Even after he did, I really didn't know too much. And Jay gave me good advice, which was pretty much not to say anything and learn and listen. But I would be remiss, and I couldn't live with myself, if I didn't stand up and say that in the year that I've been here, I haven't seen anything that I would agree with people on as far as his conduct to us as being poor or inappropriate. We all have disagreements in this meetings, and that's the beauty of it all, is that we have our disagreements and it's democracy. And you know, I thought I had a really great idea about funding the second ambulance with two full-time people instead of one full-time and a part-time. And I put it out there, and I was so proud of myself, and I thought everybody's going to say you're the best, and I was the only one that nobody else voted for. It wasn't time. It wasn't right. And that's what democracy is. And all I would say is I haven't seen anything in my year. If I don't know who you are. I mean, you're probably great and wonderful. But if you've been here for a year, maybe I could understand if you have a problem. I didn't know who you were until you came in with Matt, who's wonderful. I love the way that Matt is, man, he is by the book. And we better have it done right, or we need to change it. And you know what I thought about that? I thought, my feelings were hurt a little bit that he's coming in and lecturing us. But if it's supposed to be done that way, it needs to be done that way. But I don't understand, like the rest of you all don't understand. What is it? What are the issues? I don't know what this is. I've never seen this until tonight. I don't know what it is. What, you have to give the man a fair chance to tell everybody that we're the ones that vote. And I understand what Rob's saying. We should vote the way that our councils, that's what. But they need to take me off the council if I'm not going to vote the way that they want me to vote. That's the way it is. I have to vote the way that I feel like is the right way to vote. So let's talk about it. I mean, Keith, you're so wise. I've listened to you. You know, I really, it doesn't take, you can come in here and you can see who's so wise and who has so much knowledge. Tell me, what are we dealing with here?
I don't know what we're dealing with. Well, what we're dealing here with is no fault of his own. The praise for Chief Foster as an operational day-to-day chief is great and spot on. This document, not what he put together, Mayor Mickey, but the actual excerpt is garbage. My city council knows it's garbage. Everyone at this table here knows it's garbage. And it's not really affecting the deliberations going forward. I think the other city has different reasons for being unhappy with the mayor. I don't think they should be afraid to say it in fear of litigation. I'm not happy that the chief lawyered up, but I got to give him credit. When he lawyers up, he goes with the best. So, he did good. The chief's an at-will employee, so you basically, with certain restrictions, you fire for any reason. I think he's probably a public figure under time versus Peter Sullivan, so there's that defense against slander and libel against whoever wrote this letter. It was within the court system for their employment. And slander, as sovereign immunity, is a long time accepted defense for slander as well. So it's not an easy lawsuit for him, he's going on that basis. He's done a great job at which his neck out more on occasion, and he's a little more forward thinking about some things. But the practical fact of the matter is, for whatever the reason, if the chief has lost three villages, that's an effective veto they don't get 51, they're going to have to get to 66 to filibuster in the Senate to do that. And it's an untenable position going forward. I don't think he's going to be let go tonight because I'm not going to vote for it until the villages that want him gone go on the record with their actual reasons for it. I'm not going to vote for it even then if we don't have a plan in place going forward to replace him. And the only thing I've heard even close to the plan, so we'll hire somebody who went somewhere else from here and wants to come back. That's not a plan. I want to know what we're going to do about getting this building finally finished and completed before we can start letting it go, because he gets his useful knowledge on what went on with that contract. Now it rests solely with the chief. None of us other commissioners were really involved in that. And lastly, if you're going to let this man go, he was the fire chief here for 13 years, and he did a good job. And we're going to offer him some kind of severance package on the way out if we decide to let him go. And I have no idea what that's going to look like, and someone better give some thought to that, too. Because those three things are going to have to be satisfied before we even consider voting to let him go. And that's where we stand tonight.
Any other comments?
Do you want to withdraw your motion?
We already have a motion.
We do have a motion and a second.
Can we withdraw it?
I don't want them to withdraw it. I want to hear why they put it on the agenda. Tell us what are the reasons. That's what we're here for. I could have been home watching TV.
Just call the vote.
Call the vote.
That's crazy. There's no fact.
They have a motion. The motion was to vote on the immediate termination of Chief Foster as Village Fire Department Chief.
Can I ask the attorney a question before we vote? What does it take to approve the motion?
You need a majority vote.
And that would be?
That would be 4 of the 6.
And if we have 3 of the 3, what does it do? The motion fails.
We've
got a roll call vote, right?
Here's the challenge, right? The challenge is we have an agenda for tomorrow, and this same 6A agenda item is on the agenda for tomorrow. So we're going to talk about this and vote on this again tomorrow? I'm like, I want to end this. I want to know how we're moving forward. I heard a recommendation from the commissioner from Bunker Hill. I tend to agree with that. Spring Valley tends to agree with that. If we're going to come to the decision that we want to take a different direction with the fire chief, we're going to send the fire chief on his way with a severance package. And I don't know what that's going to be, but I'm telling you, if you want Spring Valley's vote on this, he's got to have some sort of package. We're going to have to come to some sort of agreement, which we should have done if we were looking to change directions.
This is an imperative. We can say this for my case, Mr. Chairman. I'm willing to vote on it again if we have to, with those conditions I set out are somehow addressed. Because I really think that it's almost untenable for it to stay, but I'm not going to let me go with this.
All right, let's call a vote. All in favor?
All from my city, aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
3-3. All right. Motion passed. Okay. Next item of business, future topics.
I'd like to move 6A to the agenda.
Well, we can. It was on there to talk about all those things you wanted to talk about if the vote went one way or the other.
You can leave it on, decide them all.
We can decide them all.
Let's adjourn.
And next meeting is tomorrow night.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Everybody's fine.
Okay, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
So the council of 103 residents know about this?